Everybody, welcome back to Inside the Genie's Lamp. It's been a hot minute since I've had to record a podcast, or since I just have recorded a podcast. Even though it's been 2 weeks off, it feels like it's been 6 months. So it's completely crazy getting back into it. Taking time off has always felt like something that's just been weird and that I'm not allowed to do it. But, you know, this is the second year in a row that I've actually booked in my holidays and taken time off and done it. And I know every time I have it off, I come back. I've got heaps of clarity. I know what I'm doing. I've got heaps of energy. And I actually look forward to getting back into work. So it's definitely weird when, what was it? Because I take this July break off just to, as you can tell, this is not going to be a podcast that's like, hey, this is super serious stuff. This is just going to be me getting back into learning how to use my voice again and how to podcast again. So welcome back, everyone. It's always weird when we come out of the holidays, because I take this 2 weeks off in July that matches up with Beth, because she gets the 2 weeks off in July as well. So I try to match it up to take it off so that we can actually spend some time together, because that almost nearly never fucking happens. So it's fun when we can do that. It's weird when I say I'm so excited to go back to work. Like, I just cannot wait to go back to work the Sunday night, even though Monday is technically my day off / admin day. Got to stop calling it a day off because it's just admin day. I wake up and I just do all the computer stuff ever until I crash. And then I go, yep, I'm done. So the Sunday night, I was super excited. I was in bed. I was reading. I did my full nighttime routine that I hadn't done at all over the past 2 weeks. And I was just excited to wake up and go to the gym, really, and just do stuff. You may have seen on Instagram stories, I started working with Jamie Smith from Melbourne Strength Culture. So I was actually down in Moorabbin, Mentone, somewhere with an M, where Strength Culture is, and was getting run through a session. And my God, holy shit, my muscles actually now remember what it's like to be worked in their full capacity. Not only that, I'm doing this to fix the injuries and issues that I have with my wrist, my shoulder, my neck, my chest, my left knee, and my hamstring on my left side. And also my hip on my left side. I am definitely, definitely whacked, for lack of a better term. All those years playing gridiron, I didn't want to be off the field. I didn't want to take any time off. So I just didn't really tell anyone about the injuries that I was going through and all the shit that hurts constantly. So I just pushed through and did that. But now I've decided to do something about it and schedule time aside to just do that for me, because it was pissing me off. And that's really what I want to do. I know that if I felt better in my body, like every time I felt good in my body, everything else has seemed to just come through. So I decided to prioritize that. Completely forgot that it was my birthday on the 8th of July, which was a Monday, and I booked in my first session with him on that Monday. And I was like, oh, fuck. Because Beth goes, what are you doing for your birthday tomorrow? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? I'm like, oh, I may have accidentally booked in a PT session for myself, but I'm not going to skip it or change it, because I figured, what better way to start turning 30? Well, to start 30 than fixing the issues that I have. Why the fuck not, hey? Let's spend the year doing that and see how it goes. So that has been amazing. Obviously, getting back into talking, I'm doing so, all of the so's. So yeah, it's been super fun to get back into that and to notice and feel the difference almost immediately, and my shoulder coming back. And I tied my shoe up the other day and I could like lean into my knee, like load my knee in like a deep squat position, and it didn't send me rolling on the ground. I didn't full a dallet and roll in the deep or anything like that. It was fucking amazing. So already seeing damn good benefits from it, and I've honestly not even really started, which is exciting like all hell. Yeah. That's where I'm at. And every time I come back from, to bring it back full circle, I'll probably forget where I'm at in a whole bunch of places here, but just bear with me. Taking the time off during those 2 weeks, I always come back into it and I feel amazing. Beth, on that Sunday, she absolutely did not want to go back to work. Who really wants to go back to work except obviously me? And I was super excited to get back into it, to go to the gym, to do my admin stuff, to finish off some things for Simply Happy Healthy, to just get everything on paper, what I really want to do and how the last third of this year is going to start and go and progress, because that's really where I want it to be. So I thought it was just fucking amazing being able to enjoy what I do for work and also take it to the next level, so to speak. I'm just going to chuck that out there. And yeah, I loved it. It was just such a dichotomy of like Beth going, oh my God, holy shit, I really don't want to go back to work. And me going, oh my God, I'm so excited. And every time anyone goes back to work after even just a weekend, ah, fuck, I can't be bothered. I really don't want to do this. I don't understand that, because I'm very fortunate. I'm not going to say lucky, because I fucking made this happen, but I'm very fortunate that I'm in the job that I like, and some people don't know what they want to do. I'm fortunate to have had many mental breakdowns early in my life that led me into, no, I just want to do something that makes me happy, even if that means I don't make a lot of money. And that led me into personal training. And then when I started personal training, it was, okay, how do I make more money doing this? Because I fucking love it. And here we are. So yeah, I'm very fortunate that I have the life that I have because I created it. I also don't really understand people who are like, oh, I fucking hate my job and its existence and this, and it's just taking way too much away from me. It's like, okay, well then get a different job. Oh, well, I can't do that because I've got this house, I've got this, I've got that. All right, then sell the house and get a smaller one. Get one that can still meet your needs. If you cannot, like absolutely cannot make any of those changes, you can't sell your house and downsize, there we go. You can't downsize, you can't move anything about it, well then, yeah, you know, you're probably just going to have to fucking suck it and deal with it, or find a different job that still pays the same, or have an explore of what you want to do. But a lot of people, I'm starting to get the sense, they just like complaining for the sense of complaining, to just go, hey, this fucking sucks, I chose all of it and I don't like it. Well, choose something different. No, you know, it's not that bad. It's this and this and this. It's like, cool, we'll either change it or shut the fuck up. I still empathize with people who don't like it, but me being me, I have to be like, what can you do to improve it? How can you like this? Because it's been however many years and you're still complaining about going to work. Yeah, I too would fucking love to just wake up and not have to do things to pay the bills and not have to do all of that stuff. But then again, this is a job that I would do if it were free. If I won the lottery tomorrow, I'd probably take some time off. Let's be honest, go somewhere warm. And then probably come back and keep doing exactly what I'm doing. I don't need the money, but it keeps me stimulated. I've accepted the fact that at least right now, in 10 years, this may change. In 5 years, it may change. But right now, I've sort of accepted the fact that I'm not really going to retire. I may semi-retire and do something, but everyone who seems to just retire and then go do nothing seems to just fall in a heap. There's no mental stimulation. There's not much physical stimulation. And yeah, the amount of people I've seen that have just retired and done nothing seem to go downhill rather quickly. And since I love this job and love doing what I'm doing, then hey, why not keep doing it? I've sort of just accepted that I'm not going to retire anytime soon. But one thing I have noticed coming back into, oh, by the way, in case you're seeing this wherever the fuck you are seeing this, I have a new bookshelf. There's nothing on it at the moment except for one plant and one other thing, testing, you know, what color works with it. But I got a new bookshelf for my birthday, and that's awesome. But I can't put anything on it as of yet because I'm going to need to move it, because I need a PowerPoint behind it so I can put a lamp in there. And that's going to be a bitch of a thing. So we're waiting for that to happen before I deck it out and make it look pretty and all that fun stuff. But yeah, it's amazing to just have something that looks professional. It's really, I like it. It's a lot bigger than the other one. And it also fits books on it instead of just CDs, because I really didn't look at that when I bought this last one. Yeah, it was a media shelf, not a bookshelf. So most of the books that I bought for the old one, they were definitely overhanging and I had to anchor it because I was worried about the books tipping the shelf. But you know what? We learn from it and we get birthday presents that are bookshelves and we move on. And that's what we do. The quick little topic that I want to touch on for today is just like, A, I'm back. It feels good to be back. But also being back, I'm not even 36 hours. I don't know. 2 days. This is Tuesday. All right, let's all calm the fuck down. It's Tuesday morning. And I've already noticed a fair few people because I've messaged them to say, hey, let's confirm your call time. Are we back? Are we doing this, that, whatever? Let's get into it. Let's get stuck into it. Do your calls, do all the fun stuff and get back into coaching. Man, I really need to figure out how to use my brain again. This is wild. Almost everyone well, it used to be me, but not at the moment. A lot of people are missing clarity over what they want to do. They don't seem to have a direction. They feel a little bit lost. And for some people, it also feels like frustration because they're being pulled in so many different directions. The one thing I want to get on top of for right now is just touch on clarity. People still have the energy. They still have the will to move or to do something or to improve or to do whatever it's going to be. But there doesn't seem to be much clarity. They seem to be doing like 100 things at once without doing anything with real intention or purpose or knowing what they need to do or where to put the energy. And for pretty much everyone, self included, when you know what you want to do and what you want to spend your time on, everything else seems to just fall away. And when I took my 2 weeks off, this happens every goddamn time. It feels like in the lead up to that time off, I'm juggling a million different things at once. Then when I have that time off, I finish everything that I need so I can actually switch off and do what I need to do to disappear and have a mental break. When I come back into it, everything else has disappeared except for this one thing or these two things or these very, definitely not a million things, but like 1, 2, 3 things maybe that are just at the front of my mind of, I would really like to do this. Or this is something I would really like to do. And it always comes to me after time off. It's very rare that I actually have those moments while I'm working because I'm too focused on what's immediately in front of me. For the clients that I've been speaking to, when they've been coming back into it, either after some time off or even just me, their coach, being away, it's almost like they know what they're doing, but now they don't know what to do next, or they're missing that final piece. And obviously people, when they finish the program, that doesn't happen as much. It still happens often, but not as much. Because it is, hey, go live your life and do what you're doing. The only difference is you're just not going to have a call with me every week. That's it. And people go off and do that, and it feels good. But because we're humans, we're always looking for something to improve on, and we're looking for the next goal. We're looking for the next thing, and what else can we reach for? And that's completely fine. That's how you get a life that's going to give you everything that you want, by going, sweet, I did that. That's amazing. Make sure, for the love of fucking God, you take your time to celebrate it, to be there and to acknowledge that you actually did this thing, and then live in it for a bit and then go, sweet, what's next? I'm always asking what's next. But at the same time, I'm giving myself some credit. It took a lot of time to get here. I'm giving myself credit and acknowledging what has happened and where I am so I can actually feel that things have changed. It's not in 6 years' time, oh my God, I don't know who I am. I've been doing this for 9 years now. It's like, oh my God, I don't know who I am or what is going on or how did I get here? It is definitely one of those moments of how did all of this shit actually happen? I was just focused on doing the shit that is in front of me. But every time there was always a, let's go back to where do I want this to actually end up? Where do I want this to actually go? Instead of just doing what is in front of me and then burning out and then going, well, this is just what you do. It's what I used to do. Now it's actually me sitting with it and going, this is where I'd like it to be. So how do I do shit now, or put that in front of me now so that I'm moving in the right direction, so that I feel completely aligned with what I'm doing, for lack of a better term? And a few clients that I've spoken to coming back into it just feel like they don't have that clarity. They don't know what they're doing and they don't know what the sort of like purpose is. Maybe they've dropped the routine off a little bit. Maybe there's things that have happened. But the one thing I want to just sort of get across and let you all know, when you do things for you and you prioritize yourself, everything else falls into place. Your communication with yourself gets a bit better in terms of not forcing yourself to do something, but choosing to do it because you want to do it. And when you prioritize yourself, everything gets easier. There we go. That was simple. When you prioritize yourself, everything gets simpler. It gets easier. Because you're not worried so much about, oh, I've got to do all of these different things for all of these different people. You start setting some boundaries for yourself to go, you know what? I don't have to do this menial task at 4 p.m. that takes me 2 hours. It could take this other person 10 minutes, 15 minutes. It's difficult to be able to put yourself first. But every single fucking client that comes on board, when they learn to do that without the guilt or the shame or the judgment, things get better. Their relationships get better. they're like not just with their partners, but like with their kids, with their friends, with their family members, with...
All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Everything that they are doing, especially with themselves, it becomes simpler, it becomes easier, and they also get better results as well. I got an Instagram message from someone while I was on holiday. It was an ex-client or a graduate, as I call them. And they said, hey, I'm down to this extra weight. They'd lost like an extra, I think off the top of my head, 2 or 3 kilos. Can't remember exactly. But they lost about another 2 or 3 kilos in the time since finishing up with me. And I said, that's fucking amazing. We celebrated it. What have you been doing? How's stress? How's the work hours? How's this? How's all this extra stuff? And it's been like, yeah, it's still stressful, but I'm managing it a hell of a lot better. I've got my defaults in place. I've got my backup plans. I've got all of this stuff set up that we did through coaching. And now it just feels easy and simple to, A, put herself first. And as a result of putting herself first, she's still getting results. She's performing better at work. She got a promotion during our time working together because she was managing everything so much better. And she wasn't throwing in the towel or burning out because she was prioritizing herself, which then gave her more energy and capacity to put back into work and be the person she wanted to be. Prior to that, it was, let's give up everything about myself and my routine and habits so that I can overperform at this job, but burn out and then eventually have to take time off and we'll probably even get to a point for this one of like, I'm not going to take time off. I'm just going to push through it and let the mental health dip like all shit. Then they end up losing themselves and then they end up doing whatever, not just this person. Everyone ends up losing themselves. And that's where a fair few people end up signing up because they go, I've lost myself. It's been 5 years. I thought that this job would make me happy, but it's just so much more stress. Like, yes, I've got the money, but how in the shit do I actually be happy and get the results? I'm tired of feeling this way. And that's where people sign up, is where they go, I'm tired of feeling this way, which I completely get. For right now, though, for the clients, my God, I have to move this thing. For the clients that are feeling, and maybe even you out there as well, if you're feeling like, what the fuck do I do? What do I focus on? I would definitely take a moment to even a book or even the notes app in your phone, whatever it's going to be, take some time to actually question what you want, because then that'll help out with, that'll help you decide, my God, I'm trying to turn my brain on. Not working. That'll help you decide what you need to take action on and what is actually a priority to you. Because we do often get caught up in the vanity of it all, the like money is tough for everybody, but we always find a way to make it work. Plus, most of us are working, most of us have jobs. We're always going to come into money. Even if you don't have a job, particularly if you're in Australia, you can get paid by the government for you to go look for a job. Like, we have it pretty damn good. It's like, especially comparatively, in terms of having it good compared to 5 years ago, no, it's vastly different. In terms of our opportunities, we still have a fair few opportunities. If you know that you're always going to be coming into money, then we don't have to worry about it. You're going to go to work, you're going to show up, you're going to pay the bills, you're going to do that shit. But what do you want to do? Take a moment, don't have to do it right now. Get a book, get the notes app on your phone, get something up where you can just question yourself of like, what do I really want? Where do I want this to go? We're in the last third of this year, like 2/3 of this year have been gone. And I'm saying 2/3 because December is 31 days. No one ever uses the full 31 days in December. They go up until the 20th of December, until they get their break and go into Christmas and then there's New Year's and all this shit. So December is in my opinion, is a shorter month than February, where everyone's like, oh my God, there's only like 28, 29 days. There's basically 3 weeks in December before everyone clocks off. So yes, you may have like, it's when you hit December 1st, you're like, yes, you've got another 30 days or 31 days, however you want to look at it. Until the next year, when do you actually clock off and turn your brain off and start going into holiday mode? And then eventually you'll come back on like the 6th, 7th, 12th, 18th of January and then go, sweet, Well, now I'm back into it. Let's get started. There's a whole month in there that we've lost somehow. So when I say that we're in the last third of this year, that's me accounting for the time that people typically have as holidays and Christmas and New Year's and all that shit as well. The productive time that we have left, I should say. How do you want the last third of this year to go? It's either going to go the exact same way that the first two thirds of this year has gone. And if you don't like the position that you're in, or nothing has changed from now compared to January, the first week of January this year, then I've got some shit news for you. Nothing is going to change because you've had about 6-7 months to be able to say, okay, I'm going to do all these things and I'm going to put it into practice. I've got people that have signed up in January who have finished their program like before I went on break, and some people that are finishing off in 2 weeks, and then I've got another one finishing in 4 weeks. They started in January. So that is the amount of time that we're working with, and they're quote unquote done with most things. They're done with tracking calories. Everyone's a bit different, but some of them are done with tracking calories. Some of them haven't even tracked calories to begin with, or they did it for a couple weeks and then jumped off and then was like, nah, this isn't for me. Okay, let's figure out how we can get you the results you're after without having to track calories and macros. There's ways to do things, but we're running out of time for this year. But a lot of people are running out of time in the sense of, oh, it'll be fine, I'll figure it out. And then it gets to life is okay, it's tolerable, and you may not realize it, but you're heading backwards by 0.1% every week, which isn't bad, which overall is a pretty good thing. But if that happens every week for the next 5 to 9 years, then yeah, that's going to compound into something that is going to take you to a place where you don't want to be, where you're going to have to undo it. And a lot of people get by because they just sort of go through the motions. They're not intentional with what they want to do. They have no clarity over what they want to do. They don't know the path that they're going. They just go, oh, go to work, pay the bills, come home, and that's good enough for me. And if that is truly good enough for you and you're happy with that, then fantastic. That's amazing. But if you're listening to this podcast, if you're watching it, if you follow me, if you do whatever, I'm willing to bet that you probably want more. You're not really content with just accepting the bare minimum, because that's what you're giving yourself at the moment, most likely. If you're not, then fantastic, disregard that bit. But most people, when they don't have clarity, they put in the bare minimum. And if they're all or nothing, perfectionism or people pleasers, they end up giving the bare minimum even worse to their self. They give nothing to themselves, but then do the bare minimum for everyone else around them. But because they're doing the bare minimum for one person, and then the other person, and the other one, they're then doing the bare minimum for 10 people, which feels like a lot of fucking effort, and they have no time for themselves, and that's where they give up their time and freedom and things that they want to do. And that's where it compounds into, fuck this, I'm done, and then it's a massive blow up and explosion, and it's just not a great time for a lot of people. The one thing that I would do is just sit down, take some time, and really question yourself over, what do you want? Where do you want this to go? How do you want just the last third of this year? Where do you want it to go? How do you want it to be? If you want to take it further, then go just overall, no timeline. Who do you want to be? Where do you want to go? What is the life that you want to be having? Start questioning all this shit, because it's going to give you a lot of clarity over what's the first step and how do we get out of where we are and start moving forward with that. And I'm willing to bet this is going to be a massive topic of conversation for a lot of clients that I have, based on the Discord messages we've been going through, to be like, hey, are you ready for this week? It's like, no, I'm not. I'm willing to bet this is going to be a massive topic of conversation. So yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. The things that I quickly want to touch on is more of just like a business update. Drink break. Huh. Want to give you all a bit of a business update. And more of just a Trav update as well, I suppose. I'm not sure if I want to start a personal Instagram account and just have the Fitness Genie one as the Fitness Genie, that can be the business account for everything that we're doing and whatever the fuck that ends up being, then fantastic. Or if I want to make the Fitness Genie my personal one and then just keep doing what I've been doing, but just do it better. Not sure. But social media for the last third of this year is going to take a massive precedence for me, because when I don't have intention over what I'm posting, it feels like I need to post more and more and more and more, which then takes the fun out of it for me. And I've realized this. When I don't have a plan or intention, or I just don't know what I'm doing with social media, I feel like I constantly need to be posting all the TikToks, all the Instagrams, or it just feels completely pointless to do it because none of it is getting traction or none of it really seems like it's helping people. So I just do more and more and more and more of stuff that's not working. And I'm willing to bet there's some people out here, the people that are already in the Fitness Genie, they're probably in the Discord, they listen to every podcast, they do all these things, and they're like, no, your content's fucking amazing because this. But if you didn't know me, if you didn't know my philosophies or the results that I get you or how good I am at what I do, the content wouldn't be coming across as, oh my God, this is some life-changing shit. It'll be like, oh yeah, that's not bad. But who's this dude with a big forehead with a shit background with not much professional lighting with this and that? There's no quick cuts. There's no heavy edits. There's no, it doesn't look like the other people out there who make amazing content. And that's fine. I know I'm not going to make that level of content because A, I just don't really have the time / can be fucked spending that much time editing stuff. But that might change in a year. I might just move into just having, just doing full social media editing and doing that because it feels fun and it feels awesome. But right now, what I'm doing is not working. And it also drains me to post on social media and to be on social media. So that is one of the things I'm going to be changing for this year, is being more intentional. I'm probably going to be posting less, but being more intentional with what I'm posting on TikTok, specifically Instagram as well. I'm going to get into doing more Instagram stories and just posting really whatever the shit I feel like with intention. This is a really hard thing to describe, but you would have seen it on Instagram stories by now. If not, then, you know, you missed out. But anyway, I chuck something up on my stories that basically said, hey, this is what my intentions are for this year, and this is what I'm really going to be focusing on now that I'm back. And there was a list of Simply Happy and Healthy, because that launches, like, we start on the 29th of July. So by the time that you're listening to this, I'm probably already talking about it, selling it, promoting it, doing all that shit, because it's going to be some next level shit. I honestly, this program is going to be fucking amazing. It's probably going to put me out of a lot of money in the end of it for people doing it and not needing transformation. But hey, taking care of my injuries, which I already spoke about, showing up as me instead of an algorithm. That's what I'm going to come back to. Getting back to the Fitness Genie's roots, mentorship, and then also personal training. They're the things that I'm focusing on. Simply Happy and Healthy. I'm going to run through this. This is the program that has been mentally fucking taxing for me for the past 4 to 5 months while I've been creating it. It's always something I've wanted to do, but I was never sure as to how to launch it, how to sell it, particularly because we charge a fair amount of money for 6 months worth of coaching. How does it seem fair to go from thousands of dollars to hundreds of dollars? And that was always something to be like, man, well, I'm going to have to charge heaps for it to make it sort of seem like they're somewhat even. I have to do this. And I just got two in my head about how am I actually going to sell it? And when I got out of my head earlier this year, like at the start of this year, and I was like, nope, I'm doing this program and I'm going to call it Simply Happy and Healthy, because that's all my clients really want to be. They just want to simply be happy and healthy. And they also want happy and healthy to be simple, and everything that they're doing for their lives, they just want it to be simple. It doesn't need to be, complex. There's a lot of contradictory information out there that people stumble on, like, oh, I have to do low carb, I have to do high carb, I have to do all this shit. This program has just been me taking basically 9 years worth of transformation one-on-one coaching and going, what are the key principles that I teach people, teach clients when they come on board? What are the bare minimum essentials that I would like to get across to them to understand how this change is actually going to work? And I built this program off the back of that to basically say, if someone paid me transformation and I was unable to do it because I got COVID and sick and injured and this and that or whatever, what would be a decent comparison for them to be like, hey, just get started on this and then we can come in with the one-on-one stuff? Simply Happy and Healthy is going to be the key foundations that I teach my transformation clients. And I'm willing to bet I'm going to give access to some transformation clients to this. And they're going to say, we ran through this and this makes heaps of sense because this is what we did. I didn't realize that this was in here. I didn't realize how complex this actually was. But you boiled it down in such a simple way when we were doing coaching that does this. And this entire program is to take those completely complex things and just say, don't fucking worry about any of them because A, here's why. B, do this. C, all of this shit will happen. It's boiling it all down to just focus points. The way that it's going to work is there's going to be masterclasses, minimum of 2 every week. And at the moment, there's 9. I had to think about that. The program is going to launch as a 10-week program, but there's going to be 9 masterclasses per... Oh my God. There's going to be 9 weeks worth of education and masterclasses. Every week, there's going to be a minimum of 2 masterclasses. Because in week 1, there's 3. Where I just want people to have... I want people to have what is in my brain for when I start, and there's 3 masterclasses in there. Every week thereafter, there's 2. And this is going to be something that will continue to adapt, to improve, to just evolve as things happen. As I get more time back, I can film and create more stuff, and I can put it in there. There's also, I think at the moment, 4 bonus education content things as well that don't fit into the way or the flow of the program, but it's really important information that I want people to know. So that's just in there as bonus education. And every week, those masterclasses are going to open, and they are pure education, and this is why, and this is how, and I had a client who did this, and it's explaining everything that we think is complex and boiling it down into a simple, this is why this happens, and this is how you can make this work. And at the end of every masterclass, it's not just, hey, go through this site, figure it out, there you go, there's the information. There's also applications through there as well. There's focus points. So you learn the shit, you take notes on the stuff that's interesting to you, but then at the end of every masterclass, there is a focus point or a homework task that says, do this and this and this. With all of that information, here's what I want you to do for this week. And if you're already doing it, then sweet. We have coaching calls 2 per week where I coach you to run through, it's a group thing, where you can pre-submit questions, you can basically have 24/7 access to me as your coach, and I will respond as best as I can, as quick as I can. And then we also have 2 coaching calls per week, 7:30 on Tuesday PM, and then 1 PM on Thursday. They are Melbourne Australian times. I've done them intentionally to try and hit people before school pickups on the Thursday at 1 o'clock, to try and get people in between school drop-offs and pickups and all that stuff. And then also the 7:30 out on Tuesday for people who need to do parenting, this, that, whatever, but then also to hit different time zones as well, because 7:30 PM my time, I'm pretty sure is, oh my God, I know this, 9:30 AM in London, I think. America is going to have a shit time. I'm sorry. And considering TikTok, because I'm filming on TikTok, of course, I think about 34% of my followers are from America. So they're going to have a shit time attending them live. We do record them. But definitely, if you want to come to the calls, and that to you is going to be the main value of coaching, which I believe that communication is going to be, as amazing as the site is, I'm that person that needs to have constant communication support and be like, what about this? Okay, but how does this work? It's going to be fucking awesome. But please check your time zones to make sure it works. So yeah, it's not just the education. It's also the do this. This is how you apply this. Because I hate masterminds and stuff where it's like, hey, I've recorded this video, all you have to do is watch that video. Okay, I've watched it, I understood what you said, now what? Now go and do it. Okay, but how the fuck does all that stuff that I just watched in a generic sense apply to me? This actually has the homework tasks that A, if you are like this, probably do this. B, if you have already done that or you're not like that, do this. And then we have the Discord and the community and the Q&As and also the coaching calls where you can go, okay, I understood all of it. None of it really applies to my life. Can we please run over it together on the call? Yes, we can. And the calls where I personalize everything to just hopefully become your coach through that. You can see how fucking excited I am for this program and why I think it's going to cost me a lot of money in people doing the transformation program. But if I do it well enough, then hey, helping people is the main thing that we're here for, right? The other thing was taking care of my injuries. As I said, I started with Jamie Smith from Melbourne Strength Culture. Everything is already feeling good because I know that if I feel good in my body, in myself, I'm not thinking about the pain that I'm in. I'm able to just be present and think more clear, more clearly. And showing up as me instead of an algorithm. If I didn't need social media for business, I wouldn't be on it. I'd probably, if I was just a 9-to-5 person, I didn't need it, I'd probably not be on it. I'd probably only be on Messenger or like a Telegram or a WhatsApp or something just to be like, hey, people, here's this thing. That's about it. Whenever I post on TikTok or Instagram or anything, it always feels like I'm being bombarded by people saying, no, you have to do this hook. You have to use this in the first 3 seconds. You have to do this and this and this. I'm like, I don't want to. But when I don't do those things, as I said before, it feels like I'm just throwing shit at the wall and none of it's really working. But this next one is going to help me, like getting back to Fitness Genie roots, is going to help me show up as me. Because I started this business to help people. And that was the be all and end all. It was basically, I want to be the person that I needed but never had for someone else. That's how I got the Fitness Genie started. And I'm going to go back to those roots of just helping people. I'm not going to worry as much about, oh, but it doesn't have this hook or it doesn't look like this and all this stuff. I'll still improve where I can and put more of that intention into social media, but doing it in a way that feels good for me. It's not me trying to be like everyone else. I'm just going to do what I do in a way that hopefully gets the point across. And it's not, hey, everybody, welcome back. So today I quickly really wanted to just sort of touch on that. Annoys me because it's also, that is not me. When I speak like that, I know that I'm not wanting to do this. And when I have those lapses, I'm going to say, in communication, that's where, if I'm not passionate about it, it's going to come out like that, is what I'm trying to say. So I just want to show up as me. I don't want to show up as an algorithm. I don't want to show up as anything else other than me, because that is honestly what got me to where I am today and how I've been successful. But I also feel like I've lost that along the way, trying to do too many things, going all the way back to clarity, doing too many different things without proper intention or purpose and without trialing them perfectly. Me posting on social media is the equivalent of all of my clients doing all of the diets for 3 weeks and then going, well, that didn't work. I'll just go back to doing what I was doing. But because I don't know what I was doing, or you've done so many different diets in the past, you don't know what meal structure looks like. You don't know what normal nutrition looks like. I don't know what posting on social media normally looks like. I don't know any of that shit. But I know that if and when I've shown up as me, it's worked out in the past. It's basically me just saying I'm fucking tired of masking on social media and I'm just going to be me and do what I want to do on there, but try and do it intentionally. That's what we're doing. There's two more things that I'm going to run through, and this is just sort of me putting this out there to you all. Mentorship. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I get questions all the time about, hey, how do you do what you do and how do you get your clients such amazing results? I don't get those questions all the time, but I get them every so often. And I'm currently a mentor for someone that is going through their certificates to become a personal trainer, and helping them out has been like, oh man, I actually really enjoy this shit, to teach someone basically how to coach or how to get results for their clients or how to talk to someone. That, I love that, which is why I've gone back to doing personal training as from the 15th of July. But I'm only doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday mornings. I'll get to that in a second. But the mentorship is probably not going to happen until next year. Who knows? But the reason I haven't done mentorship, because I said that I was going to do it the year before, and then I said that I was going to do it the year before that. The reason being is that every time I said that I was going to do mentorship, I had in the back of my head that it had to be business coaching. And I don't want to be a business coach. Reality of the situation is, yes, I can probably teach most personal trainers how to make a lot more money and how to be successful, and basically how to make the classic $10,000 a month, how to make $8,000 a month, how to do whatever. If you make $8,333 a month and 33 cents, that's a $100,000 business. then you got a minus tax and all this other shit on top of it. But I can most likely teach personal trainers how to make a lot of money, but that doesn't bring me joy. What does bring me joy and makes me happy is teaching those personal trainers to get the most out of being a personal trainer. How to, the exact same thing as my clients, how to get results but still be happy. How to not just focus on the money. How to not just focus on the scale. When I did that free masterclass of the nutrition run through to be like, hey, this is what I'm looking for all of my clients, for trends and patterns and nutrition spreadsheets and this, I had more coaches and nutrition, like service-based people. I had the professionals. I had more professionals reaching out to me for that than actual clients. Because obviously clients aren't going to look at that and go, oh, yep, that all makes sense. I'll coach myself now, please. But it was honestly surprising to me to see how many professionals downloaded that, reached out to me to say, hey, I hope you don't mind. I'm going to watch this because I think it would be super handy. And then I was like, oh, shit. Maybe I should start putting some stuff together for some other coaches to sort of teach them how I do what I do. And I've been a part of some masterminds and group coaching and mentor programs, like me being the mentee in the past. And there's everyone's got their specialty as to what they're good at. And there were coaches in some of these mentorships that were better than me because in terms of being a personal trainer. And I'm completely fine with that. I'm not just the physical personal trainer. Everyone who knows me or sees my content knows that it goes way beyond the physical for me. It's more, it is the mindset. That's the shit that I specialize in. And when they were like, all right, who charges this much? Who charges this much? And my hand was up for well after the boundaries. And they were like, how the fuck do you charge that much? I was like, well, I've fixed their problems. My value is way up here. I do this. I do this. And I had to explain to them how I do the same things of movement, nutrition, mindset, but I have value stacked the fuck out of it. And I've got good results from the back of it. And I've also communicated myself and shown myself as this person who does this. And it didn't start there in the sense of like charging a whole bunch. It started at charging $50 a week and then 100 and then 150. And then it just went up. And then obviously there were different programs and things and prices, and that's been a whole fucking thing. But having to explain to them that I don't offer anything different tangibly to you, but I know that if I work with someone and you work with someone, I'm going to get them better results. Not just physically, but they're going to feel better having worked with me compared to this person. And explaining how all of that works, I saw a lot of people like ticking over to go, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense. But how do you start doing? And particularly because a lot of my clients are support workers. It's crazy. And the stupid thing about it is I know exactly how it works because I said it at the start of the thing, when you put yourself first, everyone else around you gets better. Without fail, every fucking time I've had a support worker, my God, let me start that again. Every time I have had a client sign up and they have been a support worker and they have been worried about the money that they have gotten, every single support worker that has ended up working with me has ended up making more money through their job because they end up becoming a better support worker because they're learning how to communicate with themselves and their clients, and they're putting themselves first and setting some boundaries, which means they have more capacity and load to deal with what they are dealing with at work, and they're learning how to set the boundaries to separate work from relaxing, and they end up making more money because of it. And I remember a client signed up and we went through normal things and they paid off the program in like a month and a half because of the amount of extra money that they had made from just saying, what if you did this? Or could you do this? Or don't worry about that. Let's do this. And they weren't afraid to reach out or ask for more or get a new client or bill something differently or whatever the fuck it's going to be. It's a wild coinkydink. I'm not going to say I fucking guarantee that, but that's what's happened so far. So the mentorship is going to be more based on communication and how to be a better coach. And there's also something in the back of my mind that's like, oh, I'm the coach that coaches coaches on how to coach. Yeah, I am. Because that's what mentors do. And I used to be one of those people that I don't want to be a coach who coaches coaches to coach coaches. I didn't want to be that person because it was like, bah, 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 bah. But that's how people learn. It's called a mentorship. That's how I learn. I go to a coach who teaches me something and I end up imparting that onto someone else who, if they're a coach, fantastic. It's already happening in my daily life. So why the fuck would I not structure it and make something, I suppose, A, make some money out of it, but then B, structure it so that I can actually start helping more people instead of just when someone reaches out for help, I can actually start marketing it and say, hey, this is what I do. If you want to be a better coach or create more buy-in or adherence with your clients or have your clients feel better for having worked with you, this does this. So I'm quietly excited to start the mentorship, but I know it's going to take some time to develop because of everything that I've got on for this year, even though I already have some people that are interested in doing mentorship. You'll just have to fucking wait. I'm sorry. Personal training, I'm going back because working from home full-time fucking sucks. It drains my mental health like all hell because the only people I have to talk to are myself and myself in a webcam and myself when I'm filming myself on TikTok or doing a TikTok live right now. People can interact, obviously, and that's awesome. But when it's done, it's like, oh, cool. Feels like work. But every time I do a personal training session, it doesn't feel like work because I'm talking to someone, I'm interacting, I'm moving around, I'm doing all these things. It feels awesome to be there. So going back to personal training was more of a mental health decision than anything. And as a part of that, I'm going to try and fill up my books, you know, make some extra money. It's not going to be as much as online. And I'm perfectly fine with that because it's for my mental health. And I'm allowed to say that I want to charge less for doing this thing, even though people will get probably as much value for doing that. I just like it. So I'm just going to do it. And yeah, anyway, if you want PT, hit me up. Yeah, so that is it. I figured out these things when at the start of the podcast, I said, get a notebook or something and write it down for what your clarity is and what you're wanting to do. And I said, put the money aside, put the schedule aside, put everything aside. What do I just want to do? Who do I want to be? How do I want my life to start turning out? And this is what I've come up with. Simply Happy and Healthy, because it's going to be fucking amazing. I can turn it into a membership later on. And I'm going to end up selling that as my key membership to be like, hey, if you want to work with me, but you don't want to do one-on-one, do this program because it's going to be just as amazing. So yeah, I fucking love that program. I'm not used to talking this much, my God. And I know this is like a normal podcast for me. I'm fucking struggling right now. So yeah, Simply Happy and Healthy, it's going to launch as a 10-week program so I can figure out what's busted with it, what's good with it, what's bad with it, and then most likely launch it as a membership for people to just keep whenever, sign up whenever they want. And I'll figure out how to make that work. But we're initially starting with this launch and it's going to be fucking amazing. And I'm so goddamn excited for it. And yeah, everything was just basically, I want to have this life and I want things to be as good as possible. And starting off, I think these are the things, or I feel like these are the things that are going to get me there and what I would like to do eventually. So why the fuck would I not just start working on them now? And it's given me a lot of clarity to drop almost everything else and just focus on these. And it feels really good. So you do that as well. Go do that. Figure out what your clarity is. If you're feeling overwhelmed or if you're feeling like you're being pulled in a million different directions, bring yourself back to yourself and just focus on you. What do you need to do? Because when you are the best version of yourself, or you are the version that you would like to be, you don't always have to be the best version of yourself. You can just be the one that you enjoy the most. And I'd probably argue that's the best version of yourself, is the one that you like the most. You can just start taking action and doing things that align with you enjoying life. So that's where we're at. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm going to recommend to everyone else. Because it's so fucking simple. Shameless plug-in for Simply Happy and Healthy. But yeah, it's just so simple when we get down to it. And I'm excited to get it all started. So that is it. That is us. Actually, by the time that you hear this, where is this? This will be coming out on the 23rd. So yeah, next week. And that's when I'm going to be doing most of my marketing. So Simply Happy and Healthy is already up and running. Press the link in bio, go to my website, check it out. Instagram stories is where I'm going to be pumping a lot of it, because I'm going to be very active on Instagram now, because I feel like that's where most of my people communicate with me and engage with me. I might be completely wrong. Who the fuck knows? But It is out at the moment and there are massive discounts. I don't have them in front of me to talk about them, but there are massive discounts. I think 30 or 40%. Don't quote me on it right now, but go to Instagram, look at the links and just check out my stories and do all that fun stuff because I can't remember exactly how much it is. But I remember setting it up and going, fuck, that's way too much. That's way too big of a discount. And then I was like, I really don't give a shit, actually. If it gets 10 people in, then sweet. They're the 10 people in that I need to break even on creating this program. So, yeah. If you would like to hear more, join the mailing list or go to my link in bio. Check out Instagram stories. If you're not following me on Instagram, please do that because that is about to hit a new fucking level. It's going to be amazing. Otherwise, just DM me if you have any questions. If you like the podcast, give it a like and thumbs up and share and review and all that fun stuff. Otherwise, get some clarity in your life, in your face, and I'll see you in the next one.